我们请大家一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us all prepare our hearts and bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始礼拜五晚上在会堂的聚会。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
一起来唱赞美诗177首。
Let us sing hymn 177.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all our beloved brothers and sisters.
教会为了配合总会所推动的这个宗教教育以及婚姻的活动所以我们特别定我们今年的八月份为宗教教育月。
So the church has designated August as the month for focusing on religious education.
我们将在这一个月里头的讲台信息都针对这个宗教教育方面。
So this month, in our sermons and the church and services, we will be focusing on this topic of religious education.
那谈到宗教教育，我们一般弟兄姐妹直接联想到的就是，礼拜六在这个下午的时候，小朋友在这个教室上课，那个叫宗教教育。
So typically, when we think of religious education, we think about during our Sabbath services, the afternoon classes that we hold for the children.
其实。这个是对宗教教育的一个狭隘的定义。
However, this is a very narrow definition of what religious education is.
就好像我们说，教育就是在学校所学习上课，一样。
That is almost the same as saying that education only occurs in the classroom.
其实教育不是单单只是在学校，也包含在家里头。
But education does not occur only in the classroom, it also occurs in the home.
甚至我们将来的学校毕业之后在职场上在工作生活上。
And it even extends to when we graduate from schooling and we go on into our careers or our adult life.
这个都是教育的。
These are all aspects of education.
所以同样宗教教育也是一样。
So in the same way, religious education is similar.
不单单只是在教会里头这个老师跟学生上课的这一部分。
So religious education does not only occur in the classroom between the teacher and the students.
也包含我们在家庭亲子之间的教导互动。
It also includes the relationship and the education between parents and children.
那甚至于将来在教会里头的侍奉以及团契生活等等。
And also extends to the various aspects of church life and fellowship and service.
外面强调的是全人的教育，同样在教会里头宗教教育也是全人性的。
So the trend in education in the world is for well-rounded education, and we should also look at this in the church.
所以我们不应当把这个宗教教育单单只是局限在每个安息日下午把小孩送到教室那一段时间而已。
So we should not just narrowly define religious education as that time on Sabbath afternoon when the children go to the class.
那谈到这个在家庭里头的宗教教育，我们在几年前美国总会曾经推动这个家庭祭坛的活动。
And in order to emphasize the education of our youth and children at home, a few years ago there was a movement in the church to focus on the family altar.
那这个家庭祭坛的这个推动成效好像也不是很理想。
However, this effort to promote the family altar was not very ideal.
那无论如何，我们都知道这个家庭的宗教教育它的重要性。
But we can all appreciate the importance of religious education in the home.
所以小弟想要借着今明两日跟我们弟兄姐妹有关这方面的这个家庭的宗教教育方面来做分享跟学习。
So we would like to discuss this topic today.
好，那晚上要跟弟兄姐妹一起学习的就是养子不教谁之过。
So the topic for this evening sermon is Rebel Without a Cause.
哦，在吃饭的时候小弟跟这个江亮弟兄在询问哦，说这个养子不教谁之过，英文要怎么翻呢？
So I was asking Brother Liang this during dinner how we should translate this topic.
好，如果我们看到这个英文哦的部分可能会觉得好像不太这个不太 match 哦。
If you directly translate the Chinese, this is not the same in English.
哦，没有理由的背叛。
It is a
Rebel without a cause. 哦，其实这个是一部老电影的片名啊。
Rebel without a cause is actually derived from a movie.
哦，那中文也把它翻成哦，养子不教谁之过。
And in the Chinese, it can also be translated as if the children rebel, whose fault is it?
哦，我们如果比较年长的弟兄姐妹可能也看过这部电影。
Perhaps some of our members have seen this movie.
好，那晚上当然哈，我们不谈这部电影哈，我们要谈从圣经上啊举一段哈事迹呀来跟大家分享这个主题。
But we are not going to be discussing the movie tonight. We are going to learn from the Bible regarding this matter.
哦，小弟要跟大家分享的是大卫的家庭的内斗。
And what we will use as a case study is the internal conflicts within David's family.
哦，这个大卫他的家庭，哦，这个如果算一算哦，大卫有八个妻子，有19个儿子。
So if you look into the Bible, King David had eight wives and 19 sons.
哦，那这个相当大的一个家庭。
So this was a very large family.
好，那在这个王位的传承上，哦，在这个大卫他的国哦，他这个王位哈，传给他儿子的这个事情上，好，那因为家庭的内斗哦，让大卫死掉了三个儿子。
So because of the issue of the succession of his throne, he actually lost three of his sons. They were killed.
哦，长子暗嫩。
His oldest son Amnon.
哦，被他的第三个儿子亚撒龙杀掉。
Was killed by his third son Absalom.
哦，那亚撒龙也背叛父亲呐，要争夺王位哦，后来被这个大卫的将军约押杀掉。
And because Absalom himself wanted to seize the throne from David, and because of his rebellion, he was killed by the general Joab.
哦，那第四个儿子亚多尼亚为了跟他弟弟所罗门抢夺王位，被所罗门杀掉。
And another one of his sons, Adoniah, also wanted to challenge the throne from his older brother Solomon, so he was killed.
哦，我们看到这一段宫廷的内斗哦，发生在大卫王位的继承上面。
So we can see that there was a great conflict and war between his sons to get the throne of David.
哦，表面上看起来是权力的一个争一个争夺啊，跟斗争。
So on the surface, it seems like a power struggle that was the cause.
哦，但实际上，哦，如果我们详细去了解大卫他的家庭的话，哦，不难啊，不难。能够知道其中的原因。
However, if we study the story behind David and his family, then we can seek out another cause.
哦，大卫家庭的内斗啊，其实是神加给他的一个惩罚。
Actually, the conflict within his family was one of the punishments David had to receive from God.
哦，而这个惩罚跟大卫本身的软弱有关系。
So his punishment came due to his own weakness.
哦，我们都知道大卫在他一生当中，哦，他是合神心意的。
We know that David was called a man after God's own heart.
哦，唯一一件事情他得罪神，就是在他的婚姻上。
There's only one matter in which he offended God, and that was in the matter of this marriage.
哦，他抢夺了他的部下乌利亚的妻子拔示巴。
He stole the wife of his servant Uriah to become his own wife.
哦，他犯了杀人奸淫的大罪。
So in doing this, he committed the great sins of murder and adultery.
哦，后来经过神小谕拿单先知当面的指责啊，大卫他认罪。
God called the prophet Nathan to directly confront David with his sin.
哦，但是啊，神的惩罚哦，仍然要大卫负起责任来。
But God required that David himself bear the punishment for his sin.
哦，如同大卫他自己定自己的罪一样。
As if David he did this, and so David basically condemned himself.
哦，照着律法，他要赔偿人四倍的损失。
And he said that according to the law, the price to pay was four times the price of the loss.
哦，他杀掉人的儿子乌利亚，所以他自己也必须要赔上四个儿子。
So he himself killed Uriah, so he had to lose four of his sons.
哦，除了刚刚我们讲的那三位王子之外。
So apart from the three princes that we mentioned.
哦，那还有一位就是他跟哦，八十八那个罪的结晶，哦，那个这个小孩啊。
And he also lost a son born to Bathsheba.
哦，也被神击打而死哦。
And so the infant was struck by God and killed.
哦，也如同拿单先知当面指责大卫说啊，神必从你的家中兴起祸患攻击你。
So through the prophet Nathan, God told David that he would arise a conflict within his family.
哦，因为他破坏人的家庭。
And his own sons would come against him because he broke up someone else's family.
所以他自己的家庭啊，哦，也遭到破坏。
So his family would also be broken.
哦，那表面上好像是大卫他个人，哦，的一个错误啊。
So it seemed that it was David's own fault.
哦，但是却影响到他的后代。
But yet, his actions affected his future generations.
哦，这个话怎么讲
？So how can we explain this?
哦，因为哦，除了大卫啊，跟八十八那一位哦，这个小孩哈、哦、所生的小孩哦死掉，其他的三个王子的死亡都跟大卫的软弱有关系。
Apart from the infant who was born to Bathsheba and died, the other three sons' deaths had to do directly with David himself.
哦，谈到这个，我们不能不谈大卫他的感情生活。
So we have to look at David's emotional life.
哦，刚刚谈到说大卫哦，他有八个太太。
We mentioned that David had a total of eight wives.
哦，他的第一任妻子我们都知道哦，就是扫罗王的女儿米甲公主。
So we know that his first wife was Saul's daughter, Michal.
哦，这段婚姻不被神祝福的。
And this marriage was not blessed by God.
哦，因为啊，他是扫罗哦要用来加害大卫的一个方法。
Because it was Saul's ploy to harm David.
哦，他要借着米甲的婚姻。要引诱大卫，哦，遭到非利士人的杀害。
So he was trying to use David's marriage to Michal in order to have the Philistines harm David.
哦，所以这个婚姻呢，不是神祝福的，因为他的立场不正确。
And so this marriage was not blessed by God because it was not conducted under the right way.
哦，是建立在阴谋上面的。
It was actually made because of this plot.
哦，尽管是这样啊，哦，对年轻的大卫来说，哈，哦，哎，他听到这个扫罗王哦的奖赏，哦，他就喜欢做王的女婿了。
However, to David, it seemed that he was being rewarded by becoming the king's son-in-law.
哦，也可以让我们看到说，年轻的大卫 对这个米甲公主是一往情深。
So we can also see that David deeply cared for Michael.
而且他也已经不是当年击杀这个哥利亚的这个童子大卫。
And he was no longer just the youth who killed Goliath.
经过几年的朝廷生活。
After several years in the palace life.
这个大卫啊，逐渐也成长了。
David gradually grew up.
情窦初开。加上啊，他做过扫罗王的侍卫长。
And he became more experienced and also became chief in Saul's army.
当然啦、也经常能够见到米甲公主啦。
And he would often see then Saul's daughter Michal.
不知不觉的啊、也以啊能够得到公主的青睐啊、为满足。
So perhaps he had aspirations to be married to his daughter.
确实啊，宫廷的宴乐啊，比旷野的这个堪凉的生活啊，来得多彩多姿。
And comparing the palace life to his life, simple life as a shepherd, we can see there was much more attraction.
尤其啊，受到人的赞赏哦，妇女们唱歌跳舞。
And not only so, he also became famous and received much public praise from all the women.
对年轻的大卫来讲，充满着无比的诱惑。
So to the very young David, this was also a source of temptation.
人在受称赞的时候通常会自我陶醉。
Because when a person is being praised, it is easy to forget yourself.
慢慢的会忘记自己是谁，更会忘记神在他生命里头的旨意是什么。
And a person may easily forget who he is or where he comes from, and also God's expectations of him.
所以我们可以说，年轻的大卫啊，在这样的光景里头啊，甚至他以为说，神要撒母耳先知膏他。就是为了让他做王的女婿，进而成为接替扫罗王的这个国王啊。
So perhaps David thought that Samuel anointed him in order to become the king's son-in-law and to succeed King Saul.
如此一来啊，不费任何的辛苦啊，等到扫罗死后，自己可以名正言顺的继承大统。
And so in becoming Saul's son-in-law, he would very naturally succeed to the throne.
就好像当日魔鬼引诱主耶稣一样。
As if in comparison with Satan's temptation of our Lord Jesus.
你要从我的手中把这个世界跟这个世界的人再度的夺回去。好啊，我还给你啊。
So Satan tempted our Lord Jesus with all the control over the world.
你只要拜我，我通通给你。
As long as you just worship me, then I can give everything to you.
干嘛那么辛苦啊？一定要用钉在十字架上这种苦行啊，来达到。你拜我啊，同样可以达到了。
So why do you have to go through so much difficulty and suffering on the cross, in order to succeed? All you have to do is bow down and worship me, and I can give you everything.
就好像大卫在这里。做了王的女婿，那将来要当王啊，指日可待啊。
So David perhaps thought that becoming King Saul's son-in-law was just a stepping stone to his succession.
但是神的意思不是这样哦。
However, this was not God's will.
神把他们拆开了。
So God separated them.
用很多的艰难来磨练大卫。
And he used many trials to discipline David.
那可怜的大卫跟这个米甲，他们两情相悦，却在他父亲无情的政治暴力之下，迫使他们要分开。
So unfortunately, David and Michael may have been emotionally tied, but under Saul's political maneuverings, they had to be separated.
大卫受到扫罗的追杀，而米甲则被扫罗另外嫁给别人了。
So David was then pursued to death by Saul, and Saul also married off Michal to another man.
可想而知的，这个对大卫在感情上是很大的打击。
this must have been a very great blow to David.
哦，但是这就是神要他学的功课。
However, this was part of God's training him.
好，扫罗不是你的亲人，是你的敌人。
To teach him that Saul was not his father, but his enemy.
哦，初恋梦碎了，哦，造成大卫感情上极大的挫折。
So, with this broken dream, then David had a rude awakening.
哦，虽然大卫在逃亡的时候。另外又娶了耶斯列人亚希暖，还有这个加密人拿巴的妻子亚比该。
So then, when David was in the wilderness, he married two other women.
哦，但是他对米甲公主哦，对这个原配的思念是始终没有办法忘记的。
But he never forgot the first wife he had, Michal.
哦，所以当后来扫罗死了之后，扫罗的家族元帅亚尼尔。愿意归顺大卫的时候
，So when Saul died and Saul's commander Abner was willing to come serve under David，
哦，前来谈这个统一的条件
，They he had a condition。
哦，大卫啊，特别指定一件事情。
David had a condition。
哦，这个条件呢、啊，不是说将来统一之后，哦，两边的军队怎么裁撤武器啊，哦，怎么削减、啊？
So the condition was not how they would reappoint the army under his command.
哦，也不是谈说啊，将来这些三军将帅要怎么论功行赏。
And it was not about all the various offices and statuses of the generals and commanders.
而是要亚尼尔元帅哦，把米甲公主哦还给他。
But rather, David's condition was that Commander Abner should bring Michal back to him.
如同大卫所说的，哦，这是他原聘的妻子。
And according to David, he was her original husband.
哦，所以可见大卫是一个很念旧、很重感情的人。
So we can see that David was had very strong feelings towards his wife.
哦，原配米甲公主回来了。
And he received her back.
好、哦，对这个大卫哦，再娶的这个加密人拿巴的妻子亚比该来讲哦，应该没有什么影响。
And it should not have had much influence on his relationship with Nabal's wife Abigail.
好，因为亚比该是一个很聪明的妇人。
Because Abigail was a very wise woman.
哦，大卫之所以会娶她，就是因为哦啊佩服她处事聪明得体。
And David married her because he could see that she was very wise and careful and what she did.
哦，但是啊，亚希暖哦，可不是这样子的。
But his other wife was different.
哦，在大卫的这个家族哈、哦、家庭的内斗、权力的争夺里头啊，就这个亚比该的孩子没有被卷进去。
In the conflicts for the succession of the throne, it was only Abigail's son who was not involved.
哦，那其他的哈、哦，像暗嫩呐、啊、亚沙龙呐、啊、亚多尼亚哈、哦，都是在权力当中啊，死于非命的。
So the other sons, Absalom and Amnon and Adoniah, were all embroiled in the conflict.
哦，所以我们相信这个亚比该的儿子哦，叫做基利亚的哦，啊，他在他的母亲聪明的教导之下，他洁身自爱。
So Abigail's son must have been brought up under his mother's teaching and been careful to avoid these.Conflicts.
不至于啊，跟其他的王子啊、哦、争权夺利啊，啊陷入到这个危险里头。
So he was careful to avoid all of these traps of the struggles and politics with his brothers.
哦，所以聪明啊、的这个亚比该哈、哦，哦他的先知拙见啊，不但在家庭当中能带来和谐，甚至在攸关生死的政治舞台上，也没有给魔鬼留地步。
So we can see that Abigail was again very wise in avoiding the traps of Satan and protecting her son.
哦，所以亚比该他的聪明、他的远见啊，哦，应该可以让热衷这个权力追逐的妇女们 一个很好的见解。
So we can learn from the example of Abigail how she brought up her child in wisdom under the righteousness of God.
好，那我们再谈回来其他这些王子哦。
So let's turn back to these other princes.
好，那这些王子啊是大卫他家庭内战的一个导火线。
So these princes were results of David sowing his sin.
好，长子暗嫩，好，他是亚西暖生的。
So his oldest son Amnon was born to one of his wives.
哎，这个暗嫩呢、啊，虽然他有长子之名啊，但是啊，却是一位不成才的花花公子。
However, Amnon, even though he was the oldest son, did not live up to his status as such.
而且他所接触的这些朋友、哦、品性都不端正。
And his peers and his friends were also not righteous.
哦，从他这个侮辱、强暴了他的同父异母的妹妹塔玛的这件事情来看。
So we can see from the event where he raped his half-sister Tamar.
哦，虽然是因为坏朋友哦的教导。
It was also due to the influence of his bad friend.
哦，但是啊，哦，他的母亲，哦，这个亚西暖，也没有尽到教导的责任。
However, we can see that his mother also had to take part of the responsibility.
哦，那其他的几位王子当中哦，最有心机。最有魄力的就是三王子亚沙龙。
And of the other sons, the one who was the most, perhaps most talented and most ambitious was Absalom.
哦，他的母亲呢、啊、是基述王的公子啊，基述王的公子公主啊、哦。
And his mother was the daughter of King Geshur.
哦，他在众子当中啊。可以说是出生最好的。
So of all the sons, he had the most royalty.
哦，虽然米甲也是公主，但是米甲没有生育。
Even though Michael was also a princess, she did not bear a child.
哦，那这个亚沙龙，哦，他因为出生于贵族哦，加上他容貌又俊美，哦，他有一头啊，哦，飘逸的秀发，哦，他最得大卫的疼爱。
Absalom was of a very royal birth, and also he was very handsome.
哦，这个啊，虽然我们为人父母都知道哈、哦，啊，在孩子里头哈、哦，啊，怎么样都是儿女呢，但是哈、哦，那个长得比较可爱的哈、哦，总是比较得人的疼爱哈、哦。
So we all know that the parents all love their children, but the ones that are cuter might be more favored by the parents.
哦，那亚沙龙就是这样子的哦。
So Absalom grew very handsome and was clearly loved by David.
哎，所以他仿佛在其他的王子当中啊，他地位就高人一等啊。
So among his brothers and sisters, he was higher.
哦，啊，他这种气势凌人的态度啊，哦，对聪明的亚比该哦不会有影响。但是对这个哦暗嫩的妈妈亚西暖来讲哦，那可能是受不了了。
And so, of course, his position in the family would not have influenced Abigail, who was wiser, but perhaps roused the jealousy of the other queen.
哦，大阿哥、三阿哥啊，哦，平常两派哦明争暗斗啊，哦，想必啊是众所皆知啊。
So the various sons were fighting among themselves for who was higher.
哦，三王子亚沙龙，他城府很深，他知道自己如果想要当王哦，一定要把大王子除掉。
So Absalom, being very crafty, knew that if he, as the third son, was to be king, he had to get rid of the oldest son.
哦，然后再来对付这个老二了。
And then he had to take care of number two.
哦，所以这个哦，亚沙龙很有心机啊。
So Absalom was very very crafty.
哦，但是啊，哦，他的行为哦，这个 残忍啊，远超过哦这个大卫。
But Absalom's ruthlessness far exceeded his father.
哦，虽然啊，大卫也很有心机哈、哦，他在这个犯罪的事情上哦，他原本想要嫁祸给哦这个乌利亚哦，那后来啊啊要乌利亚送一封信给约押哦，然后死在这个战场上。
So we can also see that David himself was extremely deceptive in plotting to kill Uriah and cover up his affair with Bathsheba.
好、哦，那这个亚撒龙哦，他为了报复哦这个暗嫩呐、啊、哦强暴了他的妹妹他玛的事情，他足足计划了两年。
So, however, Absalom, in order to take revenge upon Amnon for his sister's rape and murder, he plotted against Amnon for 2 years.
哦，然后利用这个剪羊毛的庆祝酒会，把暗嫩给杀了。
So he planned an elaborate banquet, and in that he killed Amnon.
哦，虽然逃亡到他的外公家里去了。
So he fled to his grandfather's palace.
哦，后来啊。啊、他借着这个约押元帅、哦啊、向大卫说好话又回来了。
But through the message and the message of Joab, he was able to return back to David.、
哦、但是他回来啊、哦、并不是啊、回来忏悔、哦、他回来、啊、是准备要背叛的。
However, he returned not in repentance, but in order to plot his own rise.
哦，他拉拢约押，哦，就是要拉拢这个军方的势力。
So he created an alliance with Joab in order to gain the military backing.
哦，他拉拢大卫的谋士亚西多佛啊，是为了要策划背叛的阴谋。
And he also allied himself with David's counselor Ahithophel in order to again plot his own succession.
哦，果然在亚西多佛的这个帮助之下，亚撒龙很迅速就得到民心。
So under the advisor's tutelage, he very quickly gained prominence.
哦，也掌握了约押元帅的军事动态。
And he also was able to continue to gather military strength.
哦，当他看到时机成熟啊，他就起来背叛他的父亲大卫。
And when he thought that everything was in place, then he rose up against his father to usurp the throne.
哦，那这一场背叛哦，这一场政变呢、啊，只集中在首都耶路撒冷附近。
So this rebellion occurred near the capital of Jerusalem.
哦，并没有波及到边防的这些将帅们。
It did not spread to the other regions.
哦，所以哦，这个大卫啊，他的一些重要的哦，这些将军们哦，来不及啊，回来哈、哦，回京来护主啊。
So the other army. Commands were not able to return to the capital to participate.
哦，大卫只能带着啊六百个哦这个禁卫军啊仓皇的逃走。
And so David had no choice but to only take his 600 closest guard and flee.
而且这六百个禁卫军还不是哦还不是这个以色列人呢、啊，是大卫以前在腓力士地所招募的佣兵哎。
And the 600 soldiers were not even Israelites. They were people that David had brought with him from Philistine.
哦，所以可见哦，这个亚撒龙的背叛哦，多么的迅速哦。
So we can see how devious and complete Absalom's rebellion plot was.
哦，那当时亚撒龙的谋士亚西多佛哦，给亚撒龙啊想的办法哦啊要。哦，这个亚撒龙啊，乘胜追击啊，哦，斩草除根。
So Ahithophel, his counselor then advised Absalom how to take control.
哦，擒贼先擒王，射人哦先射马，哦，只要大卫王一死啊，其他的将帅们啊，自然就会归顺你亚撒龙。
So he advised Absalom to kill David, and once David was dead, then all the other commanders would come under him.
哦，但是大卫也不是省油的灯啊，毕竟姜是老的辣。
However, David was not so easily defeated.
哦，虽然呢、啊，大卫在仓皇逃亡之际啊，他还是布下了一个很精细的情报网。
However, he himself was an extremely experienced commander and king.
哦，他。用这个户筛啊来做他的007詹姆斯庞德。
And so he also took the advice of Husai.
诈降于这个亚沙龙。
To trick Absalom.
哦，并且替他出一些计谋来拖延时间呐、啊，让大卫有机会能够逃亡，能够整合部队啊来反击。
So that through the plotting, he was able to delay Absalom's fighting him or capturing him, and so turn the tide.
好，所以在这一场这个王位的争夺战当中啊，时间是关键。
So in this struggle for the throne, time is of the essence.
哦，大卫啊，用空间来换取时间呢。
So David used geographical space to take up time.
让他有时间能够从前线调兵遣将哦，把这个约押元帅给调回来啊。
And so he was able to move the army around so that Joab came back.
哦，当然这个也是出于神的帮助啊。
Of course, this was also through the guidance of God.
哦，刚刚我们谈到大卫啊，他虽然犯错哦，但是啊，哦，他知错能改。
And we know that even though David committed a sin, he was able to repent and change himself.
哦，他愿意接受神加诸在他身上一切的处罚。
And he willingly accepted all of the punishment that God laid on him.
哦，所以神也帮助他了。
So God helped him.
哦，结果啊，哦，在这个约押元帅的帮助之下，哦，大卫啊，哦，又重新啊，这个。回到的哦，这个耶路撒冷来了。
So through the help of Joab and his army, David was able to return back to Jerusalem.
而他所爱的这个逆子哦，亚沙龙啊，却死在约押的手下。
And his beloved rebellious son then died under Joab's hand.
哦，亚沙龙的死啊，却没有带给大卫任何的快乐。
However, the death of Absalom did not bring David any joy.
哦，大卫他的哀伤啊，是由于自己的过错而导致爱子的死亡。
And David mourned and wept deeply for the death of his son that was brought through his own sin.
神是执法者，而大卫啊却是执行的刽子手。
And God was the judge, but David was the executioner.
所以大卫他哀痛的是自己的软弱。
So David mourned not only for his son, but for his own weakness.
哦，先死了四个了哦。
So four of them have died.
死了三个了哦。
Three have died.
哦，最后这个四王子哦，亚多尼亚。
So the last is the fourth prince, Adoniah.
哦，亚撒龙死后啊，在大卫的这个王子当中哦。就轮到这个，应该是这个老二哈、哦、基利亚，但是基利亚在他母亲亚比该的教导之下，好、哦，他不加入这个哦王室的内斗里头啊。
So the succession should have gone then to David's second son, Jedaliah, but then he was not involved in the conflict, so he stayed out of the problems.
哦，倒是这个四王子哈、哦、亚多尼亚哦，他野心勃勃了。
However, the fourth son Adoniah was also quite ambitious.
哦，他自命不凡。
And he did not give up.
好、哦，在这个列王记上的一章哈、哦，那五到六节那边记载说，这个亚多尼亚哈、哦、自尊啊，说我必做王。为自己预备车辆马兵派50个人在他前头奔走开道、哦、这个是君王的这个架势、啊、
So in 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 5 it says that Adoniah the son of Haggith exalted himself saying I will be king prepared for himself chariots and horsemen as if he were the king.
哦，这个是帝王的排场哦。
This is the place of the king.
哎，不但这样子哈，这个他的父亲大卫哈，素来没有使他忧闷，说你是做什么呢？
And his father in verse 6 had not rebuked him at any time by saying, "Why have you done so?"
哦，也许啊，这个大卫啊，经历这个丧子之痛哦，所以他对其他的孩子啊，就比较宠爱啊。
Perhaps David was still mourning for his other children, and so was more forgiving of his remaining children.
哦，反而啊，助长了这个亚多尼亚他的无知跟狂妄。
However, it only fed into the pride and the ambition of Adonijah.
哦，如果要以亚多尼亚他的能力来看哦，他输给他的哥哥亚沙龙输多了。
However, Adonijah was nowhere near as talented or able as his brother Absalom.
亚沙龙至少还可以笼络人心，能够招募到军队。
Absalom had the ability to sway people's hearts and command the army.
哦，而这个亚多尼亚顶多只是在口头上啊得着这个约押元帅，还有这个祭司亚比亚他的承诺而已。
And however, Adonijah was only able to have some vocal support from Joab and Abiathar the priest.
哦，所以当这个大卫正式宣布所罗门王继承王位的时候，这个亚多尼亚他只会跑到这个圣殿抓住祭坛呐，在那边发抖而已。
So when David publicly announced that Solomon would be the one to succeed him, then Adonijah was only able to tremble before the throne.
哦，这样的材料也想当王啊。
So even somebody as worthless as he wanted to become king.
哦，可见他多么不自量力啊。
So we can see he was not very capable.
哦，后来，这个亚多尼亚他得到所罗门王的这个赦免了。
Later, Adonijah was received clemency from Solomon.
哦，但是他却不知道要洁身自爱。
But he did not know to accept it.
要明哲保身呢。
He was still wanting to fight for himself.
哦，不知道要约束自己。
He did not know how to remove himself.
反而打起他老爸大卫王在年老的时候所娶的那个妾那个亚比撒的主意起来了。
He was still trying to incite the support of one of David's concubines.
哦，他除了说要再次的凯谕这个王位之外，也出自于自己的这个奢靡轻佻。
So he was trying to make the concubine of David his own.
好，所以最后被这个所罗门王抓到把柄，当众砍头处决。
And so in doing so, Solomon executed him.
好，所以大卫家的冤魂家庭内讧的这个又添了一条冤魂了。
So once more, one of David's sons died senselessly.
所以总共死了四个王子。
So he lost a total of four sons.
如同大卫定自己的罪一样。
Just as David himself condemned himself.
那我们看起来除了这个大卫跟这个八十八那个罪的结晶是出自于神的击打而死之外。
So, all of this seems to have been a result of God's punishment for David taking Bathsheba.
其他的三个王子的死亡其实都跟自己的这个行为有关系哦。
However, the death of the three other sons had to do with his own shortcomings.
比如说这个大王子暗嫩。
For example, his oldest son Amnon.
他身为长子。
As the oldest son.
却没有办法以身作则。
He was not able to live up to his place.
反而贪恋自己的妹妹他玛而哦而强暴。
But rather lusted after his own sister and was violent.
哦，为自己惹下杀身大祸。
And thus sowed the seeds of his own destruction.
三王子亚沙龙。
The third son Absalom.
哦，居心叵测，阴谋叛变，占领耶路撒冷。
Because of his own ambition, he tried to take over the throne and Jerusalem.
哦，为了巩固他的领导地位啊，他公然跟大卫所留下来的兵妃形影苟合。
And in order to take control, he also had a relationship with his father's concubine.
哦，完全违反了伦常。
And thus completely upset the natural succession.
而四王子亚多尼亚哦，自命为王啊，丝毫不尊重他父亲大卫的意见。
The fourth son Adoniah proclaimed himself king and did not respect his father's wishes.
哦，又贪恋啊这个父亲在晚年所纳的妾。
And he also lusted after his father's concubine.
终究脱离不了刀剑之灾。
So brought upon himself the executioner's knife.
哦，这三个人的死亡啊，乃是在道德哦感这个婚姻上啊情欲的放纵。
So the death of the last three sons was related to their inability to control their desires and their ruthlessness.
哦，在情欲上啊，导致滔天大祸。
So because of their lust, they created chaos.
哦，犯罪的原因跟大卫当年抢夺人妻拔示巴完全一样。
And we can see a reflection of David's own sin in his lust for Bathsheba.
父亲的软弱成为魔鬼所利用的工具，而导致哦他的后代儿女们的失败。
So the lust of David himself became an instrument for Satan to continue to destroy his family through this lust.
哦，从这里呀，我们就很清楚地看见，哦，在大卫家庭的失败，始作俑者就是大卫本身。
So we can see that the utter failure of David's family resulted from David's own weakness.
养子不教，谁之过？
So if the children, if the children rebel, whose fault is it?
中国的三字经告诉我们，养子不教，父之过。
So in the Chinese, there's a teaching that says if the children are not righteous, it is the fault of the father.
哦，当然在今天。负起这个教养儿女的责任哦，不单单只是父亲的角色哦，母亲也应当参与哦。
And of course, we know that the responsibility of teaching the children lies not only on the father but also on the mother.
所以我们可以说，养子不教，父母之过。
So we can say that if the children are not righteous, it is the fault of the father and mother.
哦，所以我们借着大卫家庭的失败啊，来学到教训。
So from this study of David's family, we also receive teaching.
哦，愿我们呢、啊、都能够哦，每个父母亲呢、啊，从我们自己本身呢、啊，以身作则。
So we hope that every one of us from our own families can learn the right way.
哦，那跟神建立良好的关系呀、啊。
We have to start with ourselves and have a good relationship with God.
我们才能够啊，为神来教养下一代。
And only in this way can we teach our future generations under God.
成为一个好榜样。
And to be a good example to them.
让神的恩典、平安、福气永远与我们的家庭同在。
So may the grace and the blessings of God be with our families always.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
198首。
198. Stand and pray together.